So I've just walked into, how do you pronounce it?
It's pronounced Quadros.
Quadros.
Yeah.
Okay, I've just walked into Quadros. I just saw in Antenna, where I basically am a member there, the Nottingham News, which is this guide to Nottingham, which is printed on, I presume, fairly eco paper, 100% recycled newsprint. And because we're doing a sort of a side social media thing at the moment in the Hockley area, I was quite interested as to how certain traders in Hockley have managed to get on with the local council in terms of rent, because I know that some of the properties have been doubled. Now, you've just opened up here recently, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the background. Something about, you've been in the art world for the last 7 years, so tell me a little bit about that. Why Hockley?
Yeah, well, I've been in the art world for the last 7 years, been more of a corporate brief. I was an area manager, so I looked after a chain of art galleries. But I got to a stage last year where I wanted to represent my artists to my own taste. Now, there's nowhere in Nottingham that represents Nottingham talent, and we've got a whole host of amazing artists here. So what I wanted to do was represent Nottingham artists as well as sort of international artists, and do it in a fairly unoffensive way. You know, the gallery isn't snobby, you know, anyone can come in the gallery, the prices are fairly affordable.
Yeah.
And that was the idea, you know, affordable artwork, local talent, and hopefully great artwork. You know, I've chosen all the artwork myself, so hopefully because of my years experience in the art world, I've got quite a good eye for art and know really what sells, and I'm trying to bridge that gap between commercial art and pushing the boat out a little bit.
Okay, and you think something hybrid like that, even in a recession kind of climate, works okay, or are you literally pushing the boundaries of that to...
Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult. This recession is just killing me. I didn't realise how difficult it was going to be. I had no idea of the double dip. I had no idea that the how catastrophic a change of government would be. All these sorts of little pockets of incidents that have just made it really difficult. I think it can work, it's just very difficult in a recession, but if I can just make it through the next 6 months, I know that, you know, we'll have happy days
again. Yeah, because it'll pick up again and obviously put... But here's the thing, I look around me now outside the door. I mean, you've got a beautiful gallery, you know, you've done the work in here, it's very nice. You managed to get a decent price for the rent, right? Because it was a new building as such, or a new business as such. Tell us a little bit about that process. I'm just interested because I see three or four buildings down there that are empty.
Yeah.
And if we're going to have this creative social media output of content, talking about the vibe in Hockley, you know, I started to understand that this Ice Nine is the cornerstone of this area.
Yeah.
And if that had gone, I think the whole area would go altogether. So you arranged a deal, so how did you go about doing that?
Well, this building is privately owned, and I think for a time quite a few of the units have been unused, so there was an element of dilapidation. And I think I was quite lucky, I was quite honest with the landlord, and we went in at a reasonable price, wanted a reasonable rate, and we've managed to get it. My rent is based on a scale, so it goes up each year, but for the first couple of years I've got a really good deal, and I needed it to be like this.
Okay, back, you had a customer.
Yeah. I was going to apologise for that, I don't know why.
No, not at all.
I rarely get them, so I normally bounce off the walls.
Not at all. I mean, there's some fantastic pieces in here. Just detail a little bit about some of the artists who are local.
Okay.
And some of their pieces in here.
Well, first of all, this guy here, Tim Lee, he is local. I mean, originally he's from Ilkeston, but he has just moved to London. It's Incom Rice Paper, and this guy is really going somewhere in the art world, really detailed. In fact, because it's Incom Rice Paper, once he puts a stroke of ink onto the rice paper, he can't rub it out, so he has to be correct at everything he draws, everything he paints. It's really quite fanatical, if you like, but the detail is really fantastic. Moving around, come around here, we've got more Nottingham artists. In fact, all these artists are Nottingham. Nick Holdsworth is actually a designer. He used to work in the clothes industry and now designs websites.
Okay, so just to detail that, it's Mick Jagger, hand-painted signed limited edition.
Yes.
That's quite a reasonable price, I think, isn't it? £395?
What we're trying to do, by missing out the middleman and dealing directly with the artist, we can provide really affordable artwork. And also, it's all about finding new artists. I mean, this is Nick's first gallery, so we can really deal with some of the prices like that. These guys are called Kieran Phoenix. They actually paint all around Nottingham, all around the city. It's done freehand with an aerosol can, so no stencils, nothing. It's just he can do all the facial features literally with an aerosol can.
Wow.
They are amazing. John Paul Cook, another Nottingham artist, originally from Sheffield but now lives in Nottingham and doing abstracts. And this guy here, George Gale, again.
They're fabulous.
Yeah, and really, actually, they're probably the more commercial work that I have in the gallery, but everyone loves them.
Yeah, I love this as well. This, who's this on the side here with the Capri? Okay. That's a Capri, isn't it?
From yes, it is. This is a guy called Pete McKee. He's actually from Sheffield, but very few people actually are allowed to sell his work. He sells his work through a gallery in Sheffield. Oh, okay. And online, but the affiliation we've got here is he's great friends with Paul Smith, the designer, and he actually went to Japan with Paul Smith when Paul set up two franchises at the beginning of the year, and now he's doing designs for Paul Smith. He's designed a t-shirt, so he has got that Nottingham feel, if you like. Plus, you can relate to his work. So, I mean, the Capri growing up, you know, boys with guitars.
I can expect those getting sold pretty quickly. I
yes.
Think. Yeah. Thank you very much for your time today, and it's fantastic to see, you know, there's a lot of other businesses down there which have gone to the wall. It's fantastic to see people like yourself who are sort of really empowering the area, really, and some great art too.